first three quarters is a big mistake. Yeah, the Old Testament is a throwaway. Seems God didn't know what he was doing. 400,000 years or so, but he fixed it with the New Testament. God, yeah, that stuff we don't need no more. Well, the rough draft was just a lot of rules and a bunch of long, boring genealogies. And they sacrificed this and they sacrificed that to buy off a god they couldn't please. Seems God didn't know what he was doing. 400,000 years or so, but he fixed it with the New Testament. Got rid of that junk we don't need no more. Well, it seems God couldn't keep his temper. He'd smite him with his great big baseball bat. But a couple thousand years ago, God got saved, and he's real nice now, I can tell you that. Seems God didn't know what he was doing. 400,000 years or so, but he fixed it with the New Testament. Got rid of the rules we don't need no more. Alright, somebody get me a New Testament. Yeah, that one right there, that'll do. Okay, let's open up to Matthew, okay. What? This thing begins with a genealogy. No, that can't be right. Alright, well, let's flip a few more pages. You've heard it said, but I tell you now. Now, wait a second, that makes the Ten Commandments sound easy. Alright, let's flip over to the Apostle Paul. Those who practice such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, wait a second. I thought Paul was all grace. All right, well, let's go to the back. We've got to find something good there. Psalms and Proverbs, what are these doing here? Okay, let's get to Revelation. And, God doesn't sound very nice here. Hey, I've got an idea. Maybe this is in the wrong testament. Maybe what we should do is trade. I propose Revelation and James for Psalms and Proverbs. Sound good to you? Yeah, it seems God didn't know what he was doing. 400,000 years or so, but he fixed it with the New Testament. Got rid of that stuff we don't need no more.